put the win and go. Be-
23 hours.
Suspected illegal immigrants are nabbed in Sarenje district. Over 900 youths to benefit from 2026 CDF skills bursaries in Mandevu. And in African news, South Africa and Zimbabwe to meet over surge in undocumented children at Bait Bridge. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. The Zambia police in Sarenje district have apprehended 11 male suspected illegal immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals during an intelligence-led operation conducted on January 14, 2026 from 02 to 18 hours in Ndabala area. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the operation followed reports that some motorists were evading the Ndawala security checkpoint by using clandestine routes. He says police officers were deployed to patrol the area, which led to the interception of motor vehicles suspected of being used to facilitate the movement of illegal immigrants. Mr. Chilabi disclosed that during the operation, a Toyota Fortuner and a Toyota Quantum were intercepted, and the drivers of these vehicles escaped, abandoning the motor vehicles, which led to the apprehension of the remaining suspected illegal immigrants. He explained that a follow-up operation in the same area led to the apprehension of five suspected illegal immigrants who were hiding in a maize field, bringing the total number of apprehended individuals to 11, all of whom are currently in custody.
During the operation, a Toyota Fortuner, registration number BCC6741ZM, and a Toyota Quantum, registration number CAA2492ZM, were intercepted and 6 suspected illegal immigrants were apprehended. The drivers of these vehicles escaped, abandoning the motor vehicles and the remaining suspected illegal immigrants. Follow-up operations in the same area led to the apprehension of 5 suspected illegal immigrants who were hiding in the maize field, bringing the total number of apprehended individuals to 11, all of whom are currently in custody. Investigations have been launched to trace other suspects and recover 2 additional motor vehicles, a Toyota Mark-X and an Isuzu, believed to be connected to the incident and currently at large.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has approved the sponsorship of over 929 youths under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, the CDFQ's Development Bursary in Mandevu Constituency, following a competitive and transparent selection process. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kombon Radio News that the beneficiaries were selected from a total of 1,436 applications received by the council, with priority given to deserving and vulnerable youths. Ms. Mwamba says the council, working closely with Mandevu Constituency Development Fund Committee, conducted a rigorous and transparent selection process to ensure that only deserving youths who demonstrated genuine need benefited from the bursary. She has disclosed that a total of 6.5 million kwacha has been allocated to cover tuition fees for the successful applicants under the skills development component of the CDF. Ms. Mwamba explains that the program is aimed at equipping young people with practical skills that will enhance employability and promote entrepreneurship, thereby contributing to socio-economic development in the constituency.
This comes after a rigorous selection process from a total of 1,436 applications received, ensuring deserving and vulnerable youth are awarded the sponsorship. To successfully support the initiative, 6,586,542 kwacha has been allocated to cover tuition fees for the beneficiaries. The approved programs of study include fashion design and technology, carpentry and joinery, electrical engineering, food production, automotive engineering, cosmetology, general hospitality, metal fabrication, plumbing and pipe fitting, power electrical, computer studies, ICT.
And in a related development, a youth in Kapirimpongshu district have raised concerns over the delays by the authority to release a shortlisted names of people that had applied for bursaries under the Constituency Development Funds, CDF. Speaking on behalf of the affected youths, Henry Mwansa discloses that the applications are particularly for 2026 intake under CDF bursary program. Mwansa, a resident of Kawama compound, who applied for a heavy equipment repair at the Kawe Institute Technology and Science, has appealed to government to also consider those that were left out in the last selection process, saying they have no resources and cannot afford to pay for their studies. Four entrepreneurs in Lusaka's Chainda and Kamanga areas have successfully strengthened and expanded their businesses through economic empowerment initiatives that leverage village banking and subsidized electricity. The entrepreneurs are benefited under the Women Empowerment and Macro Small Enterprise Project implemented by Civica Forum on Housing and Habitat Zambia in partnership with the We Effect Zambia and Child Fund with funding from the European Union and COMESA. By utilizing village banking mechanisms within their cooperatives, and taking advantage of subsidized electricity, the entrepreneurs have increased their savings and sustained business growth. The beneficiaries include James Piri, a barbershop owner in Chainda, Tamara Nyerongo, a restaurant owner in Chainda, Sarah Mwale, a samosa seller in Kamanga, and Hilda Chi.